Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol was joined by 6 local police departments in a traffic safety crackdown over the Memorial Holiday weekend. DUI patrols and checkpoints, along with seatbelt safety enforcement, were the focus of officers from Friday through Monday. As of Monday, 18 drivers had been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, with several other drivers arrested for various violations, such as driving on a suspended license or without a license altogether. The most dramatic arrest was that of 34-year-old Randall Betha in Eureka after he fled from an officer on Saturday night, leading to a vehicle pursuit that ended with Betha allegedly resisting arrest before being taken into custody and booked into county jail. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department and the Arcata Police Department continue their investigations into 2 shootings. Detectives believe the shooting of Eureka resident Brett August on the 15th and the murders of 2 people in Arcata on the 18th could have been committed by the same suspect. Detectives have arrested 28-year-old Bodie Miller and are asking for anyone in the community who has information about the incidents to contact authorities. At last week's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board voted unanimously against an automatic pay raise proposal of 2% for board members, saving the general fund $10,000. The supervisors, citing a difficult fiscal climate, not only turned down the automatic raise, they are now proposing to do away with a county ordinance related to supervisor pay. The county ordinance automatically increases compensation for board members who have served 10 years and 20 years on the board, respectively. Following discussion at last week's meeting, the board is expected to approve the proposal. The board also voted to change the name of the Arcata Eureka Airport to the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport. The board wanted to change the name to something that better represents the entire North Coast region. The Airport Advisory Committee took into consideration public input, and the board recommended the new name contain at least 2 words, Humboldt and Redwoods. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 64-year-old Raymond Lawrence Anderson, who was reported missing on Sunday. Anderson was last seen in Redding last Thursday and was reportedly driving back to Eureka. Anderson is described as a white male, 5'4", 175 pounds, with brown-gray hair, a mustache and goatee, and blue eyes. He walks with a limp on his right side and was last known to be driving a blue 1991 Chevrolet Caprice with California license plate number 2XBB559. Anyone with any information regarding Anderson is asked to contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We see the pictures and watch as they happen in real time. Natural disasters along the scale of Hurricane Sandy that ravaged the northeastern seaboard, or the massive tornado that swept through Oklahoma. Heavy damage to built-up areas means that communities need the resources to rebuild, which is why federal aid is so important following a major event. That also means material needs, particularly lumber. But even in the face of massive rebuilding efforts in hard-hit areas, they pale in comparison to the nationwide lumber market, as Rob Arkley points out.
We have to think in terms of scale. That's not very much lumber in the scheme of things. I doubt that it's 3 shifts worth of, maybe it's more, but not significantly more, of lumber produced by a normal mill. And so it's not apt to create a huge blob.
Arkley went on to say that
there weren't that many houses damaged. There just weren't the gross numbers to move the national needle. The national market on lumber is enormous. I don't think the Western mills, like the Sierra Pacifics and the Schmidbauers, I don't know how far they distribute. They probably distribute nationwide, but I suspect most of it goes on down towards Southern California and Las Vegas, Arizona.
Communities in Southern Oregon and Northern California have been hit hard by the collapse of the timber industry and continue to search for other ways to rebuild local economies. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.